Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who whispered in her ear? Because it sure wasn't her boyfriend.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love hearing your real ghost stories. So if you have one, would you share it with us? You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could get an ad-free version of the show with advance episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here. What's up?
I am so here. And so, I don't think anybody's whispered in my ear for a while.
I know. Sure ain't my boyfriend either.
Yeah.
Although, once in a while, like, there was one night while back, and I think I heard him say Carol, him, her, I don't know. I just heard something go, Carol. And I, like, set up, and I was like, what, what? And I'm like, shit, I live by myself. That wasn't right.
Yeah.
Now, that could have been in my dream. But, you know, a lot of times those outside of your head voices that wake you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. No, I had that happen too a while back where I was asleep and somebody said Kathy and it made me wake up and I sat up. And it you know, you just know it's different. It's not within you. It wasn't something in your dream. It was somebody outside standing there like as if your mom would come in to wake you up in the morning and say, Kathy. You know, like time to get up or something. It's like, if that's been a while since that happened.
And it, that but made me
you
laugh.
You know what I mean? When somebody's trying to wake you up.
That was our mom every morning. Well, not every morning. She didn't wake us up every morning, but she would be like, Kathy, time to get up. Carol, time to get up. It was just like, get your asses out of bed. I'm over it already.
You know, when I always woke my kids up and tried to be very gentle about it because I hated that.
Kathy, get up.
Get up, you know, kind of thing. And so I'd try to do it in a gentle way or whatever. But occasionally I would maybe have to go out of town for work and my ex-husband, Greg, would wake up the kids and he would wake them up by putting, you guys, this is going back a little bit, but do you remember the theme song for The Sopranos? Woke up this morning and got myself a gun kind of thing. He would put that song on really loud and make the kids wake up to The Sopranos.
I kind of love that so much.
And I would say to Greg, what the hell? Like, I come home and the kids said, you put on The Sopranos really loud to wake them up. Like, he goes, well, you know, I just, it's a good way to get up in the morning and get going, you know. Got myself a gun.
They're children. Oh my God, that cracks me up because of all people, Greg would have done that. That's funny.
Oh yeah, he totally, you know.
Well, this is a little bit different than like The Sopranos playing in the middle of the night, waking you up. But this says, I recently fell in love with a young man from my church. We started dating about 4 months ago, and we've been happy ever since. When we began dating, I was a freshman in college and living in a dorm on campus while he was living with his mom in a home they inherited from his great aunt after she died. 2 months after we made our relationship official, my boyfriend, we'll call him Jack, still had not allowed me to go inside his house. We spent all our time together in my tiny dorm. He insisted that I didn't want to see it, that it was old and dirty, and there was nothing to be gained from me going inside. See, when I read that much of it, I assumed mom was a hoarder, but that's not the case.
Well, or aunt was a hoarder and hadn't got it cleaned out yet.
Because that's kind of what it sounds like. After discovering that I was interested in the paranormal, he told me his house was haunted and gave me examples of things that had happened. First, his mom had 9 dogs. 9. They were constantly barking at nothing. When I first met them, they all seemed to be on edge for no particular reason. He told me that one night his mom woke up to find a huge blacker-than-black figure standing over her bed. It was so tall that its head almost grazed the ceiling. One night, his brother woke up to a peculiar, noise coming from under the floor of his bedroom. He got out of bed, put his ear to the floor to discover that it sounded like people were screaming under the house. Scared, he got back into bed and tried to ignore it. The screaming went on for about 20 minutes before he fell asleep again. How? I don't know. In addition, Jack himself had his own experience. He got up to go to the bathroom one night, and just before he reached the bathroom, he heard a loud bang coming from his room. Thinking someone was trying to break in, he ran back to his room to see what had happened. Jack hung a bass guitar on the opposite side of the room from his bed, and the guitar was now sprawled out on his bed under a huge dent in the wall. Someone had thrown the guitar across the room and vanished. At this point, his brother had moved out, and his mom wasn't strong enough to even pick up the guitar, much less throw it across the room, hard enough to put a dent in the wall. After I seemed okay with all of this, which I don't think I would be, but yay you, Jack let me go inside his home.
She must have really loved him. Let's just
she
put
did.
It that way.
That's and she's into ghost stories. Maybe she was kind of intrigued by the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, this might be fun.
Let me see what I think.
Yeah. Upon entering, I felt nothing, but I'm not very sensitive to the paranormal. Took about a month of regular visits to his house before I had any experiences. One day, I came to visit him after work. We were both tired and decided to take a nap. He would stroke my hair while we slept until one of us fell asleep. This particular night, he fell asleep first. He stopped stroking my hair and his hand fell next to my waist. Groggy and half asleep, I almost didn't realize someone was still stroking my hair. It took me a good 2 minutes to figure out that someone's hands were in my hair and they weren't Jack's. A few weeks later, we were cuddling in his bed. He wrapped his arms around me and then whispered my name in his ear. And I said, "What is it?" And he replied, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "You whispered my name in my ear." And he said, "I didn't say anything. I wasn't even near your ear anyway." Sorry this was so long, but thought it was interesting. Jack had no idea what is haunting this house, but clearly it's something. Thanks for letting me tell my story. K, just as in the letter K. That's a haunted house.
Yeah. And, you know, interesting listening to these things, because I've had a few of the similar things happen to me. The, you know, when he said the guitar just like flung off the wall. In my head, the way I'm envisioning this is it flung off the wall, hit the other wall, put a dent in it, and landed on the bed. Is that what you got?
That's what I figured.
Okay. I had something similar a while back where that frame, that photo
I had that frame that
burst off the wall and broke all the glass that shattered all over the place. So, yeah, there is that kind of thing that can happen where something just flies off the wall and breaks. And so I've had that happen a couple of times. I had it happen another time, too. Same damn wall, same pictures. And then I did have someone pull my hair out of my face once.
Yeah, in the apartment.
Mm-hmm. And so I know that feeling that someone touches you. Now, it sounded like this being, whatever it was actually standing there like stroking her hair, doing it over and over.
Yes.
And she thought it was the boyfriend doing it until realized it wasn't. That would really give me pause to actually be touched by something, you know, and I've had it happen. That is very intimate and very disturbing to me. Though apparently they really like you. Right? Because they're doing a sort of a loving gesture.
Which
it really does kind of.
Like, in what way do they like you? Because there's the grandma kind of, oh, honey, sort of way. And then there's the creepy guy who comes in to stroke your hair in the middle of the night. Like,
well,
who are you? Why are you doing that?
When it happened to me, it was this weird kind of like I felt like how you would look at your child. They pulled your hair out of your face to, you know, to look at you.
Because I think there's two ways, the loving way or the creepy ghost
the over
guy
and over
you
stroking
don't want.
Seems creepier to me, but.
But then that's what her boyfriend was doing. And once he stopped, it just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting, mm-hmm. though. Like, everybody's had experiences, and all nine dogs are unhappy.
What do you think about the voices in the floor?
That's probably the one I didn't like at all.
Yeah.
That he put his ear to the floor to discover it sounded like people were screaming under the house. He didn't say in the basement. Mm-hmm. Or Kay didn't say in the basement. But the part that gets me is the screaming went on for 20 minutes before he fell asleep again. Who falls asleep after hearing screaming that goes on for 20 minutes? You know, who knows how long it had been going on before then. He's not hearing voices. He's hearing,
Yeah. Well, you know, the other night I had the most bizarre dream. I don't know. You know, it was a bizarre dream. Anyway, it really shook me. I woke up and I'm just kind of shaky. And it took me a while to fall back asleep. But that was just a dream. That wasn't something under my floor.
Screaming. Because
right,
screaming that, makes that, you think somebody needs help.
Like I was wide awake and heard this thing or saw this thing. You know, though I do have to say I did have one time I had an experience in a house I lived in Texas where there was this weird whooshing in the walls thing that kept happening, you know, and I could hear something. It was like something was running within the walls, which is impossible because there's two befores and things that you can't just move throughout. And it would run all the way around the house and it would come back and I'd hear it behind my head in the wall behind the headboard run through and it run, you know, this it went on and on. I do think at some point I fell asleep that night. It took me a long time, but I do think I did.
Most people sleep better than you and I.
That's so true. I'm not a good
neither
sleeper.
Neither one of us are really good sleepers.
No, not.
I don't know. That's a creepy old house. I hope that.
Sounds
maybe,
like they're still in it, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do if you inherited the house. Then at that point, like, maybe you could sell the house and find one that's not haunted.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight. But my big thing would be if I've got nine dogs and they are all on edge all the time. Like, if my dog right now was, you know, if he was, he's a pretty sensitive little guy.
Oh, gosh, is he?
I would move for him. I would move for my cats. I'd be like, we can't live here. You know, it's tormenting my pets. You
know
what
I
mean?
If you inherited the house, maybe you could get it fixed up, cleaned up, and sell it.
Sell it. That's what I would do. Well, here's the next story. It says, I'm a paranormal investigator based in Ashland, Kentucky. I've been to many places in search of the paranormal, mostly in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Ironically, the most striking experiences I've encountered were, in parentheses, quite literally, just a few blocks away from the very haunted Seaton Manor. It's S-E-A-T-O-N.
Okay.
Because I know Kathy will be Googling this while
oh,
we're talking.
Oh, you know, I love me a good haunted manor.
So it says, the historic house once served as the home of W.B. Seaton and his wife, Elizabeth. It's a grand mansion located at 1401 Bath Avenue, one of the more beautiful homes in a district full of them. As I arrived for the investigation, my co-lead sent word from his wife that he was ill and couldn't go. My other team members, Doug, Allison, and John, stayed as well as another investigator, Emily. Our hostess, who looked very much like Gypsy from an old werewolf movie, fixed us dinner before I adjourned to perform baseline readings. As the night progressed, I sat in the basement in the dark for quite a while, and while I was there, I got very cold. Emily came down a bit later, and I told her I'd felt the presence of a little girl. I'd later discovered I had physically picked up on her presence, and our hostess confirmed I was correct. Later, we held a seance in the basement. Our hostess led the seance, and we sat around a table hand in hand. She blew out a candle and I began seeing dark images swirling around the table. It looked like a dark cloud circling us with occasional forms rising out of it. During the seance, something choked me. I began gasping and even coughing in a muffled manner. Then whatever it was, let go. I regained my composure. Somehow I managed not to break the chain, but I was still a bit shaken. A bit. I would be like, we're done. We went upstairs and Doug and Emily conducted a ghost box session. I decided to lie down on the sofa and catch a nap. Bad idea. Something nudged the sofa and woke me up. Emily and Doug were in the next room. Whatever pushed the sofa wasn't them. I was in there all alone. Oddly, I stayed put, but I saw a tall, shadowy figure in the doorway. Emily came in a few minutes later and told me I may have seen Mr. Seaton, who has been known to roam the halls and look in on rooms. We attempted a ghost box session downstairs, but I never placed much stock in them, and I asked mockingly what color shirt I was wearing. Immediately, the response said, black. I was wearing a black t-shirt, the only one who was. With all that, the most remarkable thing had not yet happened. We conducted another seance, and during this one, I saw purple light around the medium's head like small flashes of lightning. Then I saw a full-body apparition of a woman standing next to the medium at the head of the table. Her eyes were closed, but she opened them and looked right at me. She had curly dark hair, an olive complexion, and brown eyes. I gasped. That's a hard word to say. I gasped. I'd longed to see a full-bodied apparition, and there it was. It just startled me. Within a few seconds, she disappeared. Neither Doug nor Emily saw her, and I wonder why she only appeared to me. It could not have been a parlor trick, as no one else saw it, and I know a thing or two about how this might be faked. This was about 3 a.m. As dawn arose, we thanked our hostess and went home. Tim apologized, but later regretted missing the investigation for different reasons. He was plagued by nightmares, lucid dreams that unnerved him, and they all took place around that house. I scheduled another investigation there, and this time Tim made the trip, and after this, the nightmares stopped. That's from Mike. That's interesting. So Tim didn't even go, but then he started having nightmares and lucid dreams, and then they went and investigated, and then Tim's nightmares stopped. That's interesting that it would be connected like that.
Yeah.
That was definitely a super active house, and Mike obviously has abilities himself. You know, he's talking about the hostess and psychic and all that, but Tim...
Yeah.
Or Mike. I mean, Mike's got it going on.
Wow. And like, he's right. Like, when you think about a seance, are there, you know, can people pull off these little trick things and do stuff? But he said, you know, nobody else saw what he saw.
And I'm telling you, back in the day, though, they did a lot of this, you know, like in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Here'd be Mrs. Lincoln in the White House. And they did a lot of fakery back then, too.
Yeah.
You know, because there's like they did the photographs, too, back then. And it would be like, how did this happen? And here's Abe Lincoln's hand on Mary Todd Lincoln's shoulder. It's like, well, somebody figured out how to make that happen. I really don't think that's legit.
You can, like, put negatives together. I mean, it can happen.
And it's exactly what that looks like. But at the time... You know, it was like the deep fakes now.
Well, even photographs at the time were amazing to everybody because it was so new. It
so
was
you like, see oh, that yeah. and you're like, aha, it's obviously true.
See, nowadays, it's really hard to sort out what's real and what isn't because you can AI generate anything. And even noises you can do, you know, you can make somebody sound like, you know, that was the president that said something, and he never said that, but yeah. It sounds just like mm-hmm. him, you know. So today it's really hard to distinguish. But I will tell you, that photograph that we put, that I put up on the website from our visit to the Wolf Hotel in Ellenwood, Kansas, is real.
Yeah.
I took that picture, guys.
Kathy took that one. And the thing is that we were together all day. And then we're just sitting on my sofa at the end of the day. And I'm like, hey, let's look at our pictures and see what we got. I know Kathy really well. And I know if she could fake something.
I can Photoshop people. I can.
She's good
that.
At that stuff. But she'd been with me all day. And so that's not Photoshop. That's like legit the picture that was taken.
Well, and when I'm going through it, I just went, what the F, you know? So I just, because we're sitting there, Carol goes, let's look at the pictures. I'm like, okay. And so I just start going through them. Nothing. Because we took tons, as you always do when you're in something. And you just snap to snap. And then at one point I went, what the hell is this? And I handed my phone over to Carol and I said, what is this? You know, enlarge it and see what you think. And she was like, oh my God. She said, I think I have pictures of the same thing. And we looked at pictures and went, I got it. You didn't.
Well, no, I did get it.
A little bit.
In one of those photos that I took of the four windows, there is a black mass in one of them. Now, it's not as defined as yours, but you can see there's this black shadowy mass there that and I might have just attributed to a shadow or something until I saw your picture. And then I'm like...
And mine had a face.
Mm-hmm. But it also looks like it's in this black kind of Victorian era dress.
Yeah.
And... almost like a woman in mourning is kind of what it looks
like. So it's up on the Real Ghost Stories Facebook page. I posted it up there if you want to take a look at it yourself. But, you know, that was for real. I did not, you know, do any alterations on that whatsoever.
Not a one. Yeah. So I don't know what that was that we saw or what's in that picture. I can't. And Amanda, we talked to her last week. Through email.
She was the host.
Yeah, our tour guide.
Our guide.
And she's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, that's exactly like when we're in the room with the lights on, when we took those pictures, then we came back in the room and with the lights off. Both times she pointed in that general direction and said, this is where we've seen dark, shadowy figures.
And we got a dark, shadowy figure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like one of the creepiest pictures I've seen because very frequently when someone takes a picture, because I'm on a lot of different Facebook pages that are hauntings and whatever. Paranormal happenings. And so there's a lot of pictures and they're like, look in the window. What do you see? And I'm like, I'm not really seeing anything. And then, once you look at it, it's kind of shadowy there maybe, but I'm not seeing what they see. This one is just like, holy shit, what is that?
I know. Everybody I show it to goes, oh, God.
Yeah. It was creepy. Yeah. But the funny thing is when we were there, especially in that area, I didn't feel weird or anxious. Now, in the room over, I did.
Yeah,
but not so much.
There were a couple
there.
Other rooms and places in that there was one across the street I felt really creepy in.
Yeah, super creeped out in that one. I don't know. I just think check it out and then comment. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and if you ever get to Ellenwood, Kansas, it's really worth going there and visiting the hotel. Maybe even stay a night at the hotel.
I don't know that I could.
Well, for our people that are very brave.
Mm-hmm. Braver
you know, if you're in the Midwest and you want to do a little ghost thing, you know, I think it's definitely worth it.
I would definitely like to go have a drink there.
Yes, and that's on Friday or Saturday. You have to do it before 10 o'clock at night.
Seven to 10.
But it's a fun little bar thing they put down in the underground.
And it was originally one of the saloons because I think she said they had 11. I don't know why in my head. 11 or 19.
Oh, there were a bunch.
But there was a lot of saloons in this little bitty town. And that was originally one of the saloons. Now it's obviously been fixed up better and it looks nice, but it's a cool, cool space.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is where
I think
we got
Mike
that lady.
Definitely had an experience at the Seton Manor. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't really find anything there. about it. But I'll try to do some extra digging about the Seton Manor, because that sounds definitely haunted.
Well, share your stories with us. We love to hear them. And if you've got one, call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If your thing is no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, then you could become a premium subscriber. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.